Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. In describing our progress toward a well-educated and informed citizenry served by a free and fearless press seeking a smoothly functioning democratic republic, do you believe in devolution or are you a destructionist? That is, do you think we're rotting away from within or is God punishing us? It's probably too late to have that discussion. When you're in a sinking scow, you can lament the lack of a luxury cruiser only so long, then you have to shut up and swim. The low watermark, to twist the metaphor, of our society's deteriorating journalism, its increasingly muddled grasp of scientific discoveries, and its atrophied ability to speak its own native language, not to mention its suffocating narcissism, was expressed in a single news story recently, whose pungency and brevity would have been admirable if the perpetrators had intended it. I checked, and the site does not appear to be a satirical site. This is the headline, quote, America seemingly fine with global warming for the meantime. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the grunts of a caveman roasting a mastodon, and 10 Abraham Lincoln's second inaugural address, where would you rate this sentence? No, I'm sorry, we can't go below caveman grunts. Does this really mean to say that Americans not only know what global warming is, but like it? I guess that depends on what is meant by America. All the Americas, or one of them, all of its people, or some of them? On what seemingly means, seems to whom, and why, and how? On what it means to be fine with global warming, and on what the meantime is. Do things get any better after the first 10 words? Not hardly. Here are the next 30. For Americans, global warming has been an oft-mentioned buzzword since the 1970s. It's also been a staple of scientists' warnings about the dangers of high carbon dioxide emissions. Whoa. The lead sentence defines the subject, global warming, as a buzzword, which is further defined in the dictionary, the what? As, quote, a word or phrase that is fashionable at a particular time. So there you have the significance of global warming. It's been fashionable since the 1970s. If that is not sufficiently impressive, consider this, quote, it's also been a staple, you know, as rice is a staple in Chinese takeout, of scientists' warnings about the dangers of high carbon dioxide emissions. And what has it, that is global warming, been to scientists' discussions of the dangers of the other greenhouse gases, methane, nitrous oxide, water vapor, ozone, chlorofluorocarbons? Garnishes, perhaps? Now that we have rigorously defined our subject, it's time for the news, and this is the news. U.S. residents seem to be mostly better for the ongoing climate change, according to a new study. Like the headline, this is a sentence that resists translation into English. We could try annotating it. U.S. residents, not tourists or undocumented aliens, seem to be, a term of art, seem, that seems not to know what it means. Mostly better for, is that the opposite of least worst of? Ongoing climate change, not the off-coming kind. The study to which this word salad refers does not, in fact, claim that we're better off for climate change. It's an examination of public perceptions of climate change, which finds that people, the vast majority of whom one assumes live in air-conditioned homes, travel in air-conditioned vehicles to air-conditioned workplaces, have not yet noticed any deleterious effects of climate change, but do find the warmer winters more agreeable. If one was to get the results described by this lame brain news site, the sample of the lowest common denominator used by the researchers would have to have been screened to exclude people who survived or had knowledge of the mass deaths of many species in the warming and acidifying waters of the Pacific Ocean, the rampant wildfires of California and Alaska, the historic drought in the western states, the disappearance of the snowpack and glaciers from the western mountains, the burgeoning toxic algae in the warming waters of our lakes and rivers, the struggles of cities from South Miami Beach to Norfolk to Boston to deal with the encroachment of rising seawater, Hurricane Sandy, 500-year flood events now occurring in Texas at 6-month intervals, tornado swarms, etc. Because it is really unlikely that any person with experience or knowledge of any of that would proclaim himself or herself to be fine with that. This is a news story of a quality that is becoming more common in journalism, and that, in the immortal words of Henry Luce, scrawled across an inept submission for publication in Time magazine, subtracts from the sum total of human knowledge. And boy, we really can't afford to lose anymore. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.